1 Corinthians chapter 14. We're going to open it up at verse 13. For this reason, anyone who speaks in a tongue should pray that he may interpret what he says. For if I pray in tongues, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. Meaning it's not going to be comfortable because your brain is going to ask questions. But you're not to worry about the mental aspect of the obedience. You're to pray anyway and let it happen. 15. So what shall I do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will also pray with my mind. So you've got to do both. I will sing with my spirit, but I will also sing with my mind. Did you hear that? If you are praising God with your spirit, how can one who finds himself among those who do not understand say amen? So your thanksgiving, since he does not know what you are saying, you may be giving thanks well enough, but the other man is not edified. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. But in the church, I would rather speak 5 intelligible words to instruct others than 10,000 words in tongues. Verse 20 is very important. Brothers, stop thinking like children in regards to evil, but be infants. But in your thinking, be adult. In the law it is written, through men of strange tongues and through the lips of foreigners, I will speak to my people, or I will speak to this people. But even then, they will not listen to me, says the Lord. Verse 22, tongues, when they are a sign, not for believers. It's not a misprint. Tongues, then, are a sign not for believers, but for unbelievers. Prophecy, however, is for believers, not for unbelievers. You can study the rest of it on your own. But I think sometimes we misunderstand the development of our inner man. We misunderstand the intent of the Holy Spirit to come in and change us from what we were, which is human. Every one of you is human first. You developed your natural talents first. Your natural abilities first. Your spirit abilities, however, sometimes lacks, fall short. The only person that can change it is, no, us. If we don't pray in the Spirit, we are leaving that part of us undeveloped. You say, well, I don't have the gift. Well, knock on his door. I'm not saying you can't pray in English or in any other language that you choose, but I am saying that your spiritual language will transform your way that you think. It will transform the way that you act and react. Because you see, the new creation part of you is your spirit. Now you say, well, how is that going to affect my future? It's going to change the way you think. It's going to change the way you respond. It's going to take you out of this carnal brain and put you into the eternal area, which is your spirit man. Somebody said, when you get older, you get a skinny brain. That happened this morning. When I was in Washington State, I believe it's 93, we met a doctor who gave us a testimony of opening up the skull of a man that had died. And he was a spirit-filled man. This same doctor had opened up many other skulls from cadavers. But this man, who had been praying in the spirit for years and developed his spiritual senses, had one thing that was very different about his cadaver. You know, when you see pictures of the gray matter that they say is part of the dead part of the brain, this man, who had developed his spiritual senses, a pineal gland normally is just a gland, but it had grown with tentacles, somewhat like, you could say, legs. And it had attached itself to the dead areas of the brain. And they were not gray or dead. They were alive and vibrant. You say, well, wait a minute. That doesn't make sense. Yes, it does. If you remember what happened, Adam and Eve fell from the perfection that they were created in. If you ask psychologists and psychiatrists and people of knowledge in that area, they would say that we only use a percentage of our brain.
Amen.
Well, how do you develop the next level? I just gave you the answer. The scripture says, St. Paul prayed in the Spirit more than all the others of that day. Who had the letters that changed the church?
Amen.
Who had the word of God for the churches of that day? And they're still alive in us today. So you say, well, I don't need that. Well, I'm not saying that you are not to change. I am saying you have an option. You can either listen to the word, or you can decide to use the word. You can make a change in your habits and in your actions and reactions. Yesterday, I was pressed to go to the Y, and as I'm going around the circle, I'm praying in tongues. And I'm reminding the Lord, you know, I don't come here just for physical exercise. I mean, the physical exercise is good, but the spiritual experiences are much better. So I didn't meet anybody, didn't talk to anybody, just did my thing, and finally I went upstairs to take a shower. Took my shower, no connections with anybody, just continued to pray. Now I'm in the bathroom drying my hair, and all of a sudden I get, hey, it's good to see you, man of God. And I hadn't seen this gentleman for, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 months, because I never go on weekends. Come to find out, the reason I don't see him anymore is he's working in Boston. And he's a tall black man. And he had a smile from ear to ear. He says, oh, I missed you. And I said, well, I missed you too. Where have you been hiding? And he says, in Boston every day. What am I saying to you? It wasn't a dud for me to pray in the spirit. I did have a divine appointment. We had a nice time in the men's room, if you wish. But it was ordained of law, of God. And so we prayed, but you see, what I'm saying is, don't underestimate what you're doing or what's coming out of your spirit. And if you're nosy enough, he eventually will give you the interpretation.
Amen.
Amen.
And when he gives you the interpretation, what happens? You will be changed and people around you will be changed and your family will get a blessing that you have no knowledge of. And by God, you'll give your brain a break. It'll make it grow. The gray matter will turn what? Pink. Alive. And you know, I never forgot that doctor. Because I had a quiet moment and we had some quality time together, him and I. And I said, how did you ever get a nudge to open up that cadaver? He said, Kim, believe it. I didn't feel like doing it, but the Holy Spirit was trying to show me something. Plus, he said, the industry will not let that truth out.
Of course not.
Amen.
Amen.
Why? Why wouldn't the industry let that truth out?
Fear.
No. Fear.
No, put the doctors out of business.
Put some doctors out of business, yes.
Yeah.
Hear me when I say this. The next level is to prophesy and to begin to release your spirit more and more. And the more you do, the more in line with Him you will become.